On an evening in August 1939, a Mr. Clement Townsend, station manager of the B&O train station at Mount Royal Avenue and Cathedral Street, shook his head and somewhat bewildered said, "I don't know where these old rocking chairs came from, but somebody's always sitting in them," end quote. Mr. Townsend was talking about four rocking chairs that were part of the furnishings in that Hansel and Gretel building sometime in the years after it opened in 1896. But why would anybody put four rocking chairs into a train station? Well, you had to know the place. It vibrated with eccentricity. Down there in its hollow, all by its lonesome, trains seldom came through. A longtime porter, Charlie Sy, allowed as how, quote, "There was such a wait between trains that standing around all the time got on my nerves." He went on, "There were two fireplaces built into the room, and in cold weather people were just coming off the streets and sit in the seat of one of the rocking chairs by the fire and sit and rock," end quote. At other times, without explanation, the management would play a hand-crank gramophone. "A little music," Mr. Sy commented, "for the comfort of waiting passengers." The amphitheater outside was a popular venue for civic celebrations, hosting Cardinal Gibbons, Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, the Queen of Romania, to say nothing of thousands of conventioneers arriving or departing. But in 1943, all of a sudden and with no previous announcement, the rocking chairs disappeared from the waiting room, and that apocalyptic event brought howls of protest and letters to the editor. Several days later, the elves who took the rocking chairs out of the station returned them. The station closed in 1961, and in 1964, the Maryland Institute of Art bought it. Mount Royal Station came to a happy ending at that. It never wanted to be a train station, and it finally got its wish. But not before it gained the reputation as arguably, and as far as we know, the only train station in the history of railroading to offer its waiting passengers a rocking chair by a glowing fire with soft music to rock to. Contrary to the general consensus, Mount Royal Station did not die. It simply rocked itself to sleep.